It was my money, and you gambled it away. I hate you, James Frankford. Callie did not expect his hand to lash out and slap her hard across the face. She tumbled backward as he yelled, I put a roof over your head, and everybody knows your money became mine when you changed your name. He ran his fingers through his hair, and she could see that he was feeling sorry for beating her. But he'd nonetheless crossed the line, and she would never forgive him for it. Callie marched to the small bedroom they shared in his four-room shack and slammed the door behind her. You can't lock me out of our bedroom, he growled. Callie reached for a chair and pushed its tall back under the doorknob to keep him out. Don't you dare step into this room. After a few minutes, she heard his voice, softer now, close to the door. I suppose a night alone will bring you to your senses. I can give you that. Callie sprawled face down on the bed and buried her face in a pillow.